Hudson Alvin, and to the Beatles, John. Very grave illness of Ringo Starr.
Very grave. So grave.
We're dividing, I think, dividing it into four parts. The first part will be pictures for about 10 minutes, and then the writers, and then there'll be a break while we go out for a drink and you go out for a drink, all separately. And then the boys come back for television, and they go out again for another drink, and then they come back for radio.
I'm gonna be stoned.
Pictures.
Yeah,
pictures, right.
All of this end?
All of this end, okay.
Yeah, well, we'll get behind.
Okay. Should we do this one?
Jimmy. Position
tight. That's not a click click, that's a ooh. For me.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
Fun?
No, we're all very, very spontaneous, you see.
It's all ad lib, you know. Oh, it's a laugh a minute with Lennon.
John, saw your dad on telly.
Oh, what was he doing?
Harpog.
Oh, did he? Cigarette.
Have one of mine.
No, please.
No, have one of mine.
Believe me.
Okay, cut it out. Leper.
Leper,
no. Not going to do that.
Well, which way?
Have you seen on the go?
I know. They've got smaller ones now, you know. Handy type. Couple of inches.
I thought you were ill.
I'm better now, you know.
I can see that.
See, we got the Mounties at the back. Redcoats.
I know.
You get it?
Yeah.
You're Australian. I know you.
Cobber.
I've seen you on telly.
I know, have you?
George.
Eric.
Eric.
Jimmy.
No, over here.
It's going to be trouble, that one.
Bloody
Mister.
Up here
on the left of the bomb.
Up here on the left.
Didn't go,
the magic box. The only camera with a sunray lamp.
Thank you very much. Where have you been? You've been preparing your gags, haven't you?
See you tomorrow.
See you after.
Anyway. Well,
the time for the drink.
Pardon? It's all right. Want a cigarette? Plenty up here, free. Good old...
Cigar.
Edinburgh. Thought that was Scotland.
Advertising.
Only making me a free pack. Saving up.
I do.
Yeah, is for it, both,
is
though.
Is it question time?
Ask me another.
Would you care to repeat the questions to the people, what the fella asks, and then they'll all know what we're talking about when we answer?
What? Say that again, please.
When they ask a question, yeah. You repeat it so everybody knows it, then we can give a straight answer and they all get the same answer.
He's mic happy, you know.
And no one gets an exclusive.
Right. First question.
Well, you've been in some wild places now. What do you think of the wild reception you got to Melbourne? Is it the greatest?
Yes. Repeated.
Was it the greatest?
Well, you've had some wild receptions. Yeah. When you got into Melbourne, was it the wildest?
It was
as wild as Adelaide, and I think that makes it equal, you know, they're both about the wildest we've ever seen. I can't tell, you know, because you can't tell how many people are there. Really, that's not on, that's the radio.
I think Australia's pretty wild.
Australia's, yeah.
I thought it was quite wild when I came in. I came in early, you know.
Did you?
Oh,
how's your mum?
Hello.
She's okay. I want to see that. She's all right. Anyway, sorry.
What? Were you worried or were you frightened or concerned by what you saw out the front there?
No,
we were inside.
Get worried when it stops, you know. It's the time.
Wait till tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much.
It's been great, man. It's the drink, John, hasn't
it? One. Do you need a cigarette?
One, my auntie, and she's in New Zealand.
She's famous.
Yes, that's why she came. She's got relatives there that are related to her.
Oh, really?
She has been. She had to go through here to get there. And but you come back here to get back there in England.
They make so much noise at your concerts. Have you ever seriously thought about miming a song and not singing anything?
That'd be cheating, wouldn't it?
Cheating.
Can you hear yourself
sing
at that one?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We've got built-in deaf aids.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, we always enjoy it. Well, nearly always.
Do you enjoy press conference?
Yes. Depending on the questions.
Well, depending on the press.
It's good fun, isn't it?
What's the rudest question you've been asked in Australia?
In Australia?
The rudest was say, someone said to me, how are you doing, John?
That's not rude.
Well, it was an insult.
I'm a little put down that Paul said that now.
I know.
Quick Paul
McCartney.
Standing drummer.
No, keep going. But...
Sorry.
Go on, love.
Where are you? On the same paper, are you?
The question was, how would you like to ask us for a few questions?
That wasn't it.
Hey, you come on later.
I'm taking air, please.
Watch out.
The Mounties in
here.
Ignore them.
Hey, now he's going to hit me.
It's a bazooka. Did you eat dudes? I thought it was an animal.
Well, don't we have any questions? We'll have a session.
Didgeridoos.
Well, we do the same numbers we do our records, so you don't need to rehearse them, only which order you play them in, depending on their popularity in each state or city.
How do you like yourself?
Very good.
Yeah. Will you accept the
Accept? Well, okay, I'll have it now. Not in person, in the sort of brick and things, you know, concrete. Very good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Did any of us see them in bronze?
I saw a picture.
Because I know we saw them in clay, but I've been away, you see.
You're going to get back there tomorrow.
Thank you. Oh, no room. Thanks.
Yes, we were in hysterics, actually.
Weren't you?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we enjoyed it.
I don't think I'm coming back here.
No, because no two places are really the same anyway.
I want to stop in Sydney for a little time.
How did you get on when you tried to take that holiday in Hawaii and West Indies?
No, we didn't try to take it in Hawaii, it's just that we had to go through Honolulu, George and I, to get to Tahiti and the outer islands that they have around there. So after we got up into Tahiti,
maybe.
We were okay.
Yeah, I don't know yet until I get back there.
Well, we escaped there. Once we were on the boat, nobody got near us, except for one fellow from Sydney, who we didn't speak to.
He swam a long way.
He swam with us, yes.
Drowning in the Pacific.
Saying, can I come on your boat? We said no, and he had to swim miles back.
See you,
Paul, what sort of music are you going to have at your party in Sydney?
You having a party?
Yeah, you want to come?
I'll have one of these.
I don't know, any kind, you know. Rock and roll. You know, the kind of music that we like. Rhythm and blues, rhythm and blues, rock and roll.
You don't dig the classics at all?
Yes, a little bit, you know.
Is that American dig?
Don't exactly make party swing, do they? You know, old Beethoven, he's all right.
You put it on... Fast as well, it goes like
fast.
Always gets a laugh.
It's a riot. otherwise, true. He normally sends them home.
John, are you going to write any more books?
I suppose so, yeah. You know, I'll just do it when I feel. It is really, because some of it's from when, about 4 years ago. Most of it was written last summer or one summer when we were in Margate and that.
Suddenly,
all of a sudden it came pouring out.
John.
You were there when it
was
pouring
there.
Out, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Got sorry about that.
Why is it a little frightening to have triggered off all that hysteria that went on outside today?
It's flattering rather than frightening.
It's not frightening unless they get too near, you know. Well, I mean, all that many at once.
You enjoy it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, that's a possibility, but they seldom do. They just miss it by about half an inch, some of them.
Well, I think you crashed a few
written down. I think they were policemen.
We didn't touch them.
I never touched them. Never touched them.
Why? Are you above them?
Pardon? No, I mean, I couldn't get at them.
I was telling you.
I was trying. Oh, yes.
You're acting in the film A Hard Day's Night.
Acting.
Have any of you had any action?
Who criticized
it? It hasn't been seen yet.
Apparently somebody saw the preview in London.
It hasn't been previewed yet.
It hasn't been previewed or anything.
We're still actors. It will tell you that before you see it. You know.
Training.
We're not good actors, We don't pretend to be.
Our manager went to RADA, though. If that's any help.
Went to RADA.
Didn't you, Brian?
We have to do good. At least two more, because it's a contract. I mean, we'll enjoy it, though, because it's a good change doing films. It's fun doing it.
The best bits are where you don't have to speak and you just sort of run about and that.
And the worst bit's getting up at 6 a.m.
Trying to read the lines on the way there.
Paul,
yes?
What were your first words to again when you saw him this afternoon?
Hello, Ringo. It's good to see you again.
You remember?
What an actor, eh?
See the way delivery there.
Hello, Paul. It's good to see you again.
In fact, that's how it went, really.
How many records have you got in Carl's storage? Planning for release?
I've got one upstairs.
Yeah, we got. I don't know, the position's different in different countries. In England, there's.
Nice place, isn't it?
He means how many have we got?
Two sides of the film. Oh, and the film music.
And an EP.
Which will be.
No, the EP's out,
too.
It's
going to
slow down with them on.
What's that?
On
so
tour,
far.
Sally. I call it
aim. What? About 15 songs. 15. I say 18 songs as a rough guess. They'll be released shortly.
How long will that carry you on? So how long will it
that will do a thing, honest.
Well, it's not 18 releases, it's one LP and one EP, which I think has been released here already. That's what I mean, it's different in different countries. And one single record. I don't know how long it'll carry us on for you. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Assess.
Do you get a chance to produce anything new when you are travelling?
Is it songs, yes.
New socks and shirts and things like that. Quite old.
Does it worry you not being able to just walk out of the door and go for a walk or go shopping when you feel like it?
Well, we did that till we were about 17, you know, we've had 17 years of being able to walk to the shops. We've only had 2 years of not being able to walk to them now.
You get someone else to
They're
walk
too
to.
Crowded anyway, aren't they?
Tried the Australian beer yet?
Yeah.
We don't.
Have
it. Oh, I'll have it. As soon as I landed, he shoved one in my face. It's quite nice, actually.
What's changed. Your favourite drink?
Bourbon.
Scotch and
Scotch.
Coke.
You've changed.
Bourbon.
Did you get that in hospital?
Yeah.
What kind of hospital?
He gave me
that?
A bottle of scotch to pep me up.
Oh,
while I was away, you know. I don't know. Just a fab doc.
Fab gear doc.
All right, George. Were you ever asked to go in to see orphans or blind children unofficially?
No. You get lots of sort of charity things which are sort of worked out by our manager, how many we can do and when and where, whether we can appear or just donate, it depends.
Have you been asked to go anywhere like that here?
Well, it never comes, the only things that come through to us are the ones that we do, you know, otherwise we'd be reading letters all day.
Yes, but I meant like an unofficial visit to an orphanage here.
So. No, I haven't seen any.
I've been asked to do anything like that. You
haven't? Would you be in it if you were?
Well,
it depends how many and when they asked you to do it.
Of course, if we could, you know, of course we would, yes. But it's not always possible.
This tour a money success so far? You're having a bit of trouble selling some of your tickets.
We don't sell the tickets and we get paid anyway whether there's nobody there or not, but they've sold out or the seats that are not are usually people that are ill. You know, it's been a good
tour. How are
you
feeling, Ringo?
I'm fine. No, I'm great. I feel great.
Do you think your tonsillitis...
How are you?
Do you think your tonsillitis might change the group's sound?
Well,
do you think it will?
No, I don't think so. Only for a few days when I don't sing.
Yeah.
If you could call it singing.
All right, Mal.
You keep meeting friends, you see. Excuse me. I'm so friendly. Friendly donkey.
How much time have you got that you can call your own?
About 10 minutes.
What did you do in that 10 minutes?
Watch TV.
Would you have any time to obtain an Australian football match during the stay?
We don't like football.
You've never seen Australian rules.
I know, Bridget.
We don't like any sport.
A bit too healthy, you know.
Yeah.
Stand
the cars are healthy, yeah.
What do you look at on television? The Beatles?
No. If they're on.
Anything, you know, whatever happens to be on. I watch the Welsh television at home. Love it.
He even watches the Town Card.
Get the flower pot, men. Good stuff.
Must be an English joke.
Do many people write asking you for money?
One or two.
Or three or four.
Five or six.
Guess what we do?
Yeah, a lot of people do. And Lord Mayors of places.
What? Oh, yeah, one fella asked us.
Fellow in Edinburgh asked
us. Oh, yeah. Actually, they normally come up and ask us. He's got a great big gold chain on. A big diamond in the middle of it. And he says, give us a bit of money, fellas.
For the Edinburgh Festival.
Why doesn't he pawn his chain if he wants a bit of money? Well, you know, it's worth about 20,000 quid. Asking us for money?
4,000.
Cheeky.
As much as we get to us, a lot of it they send straight to the fan club.
How much do you get a week as a group?
Don't know.
Well, we don't know really, because you know the one fan let us go to London, and we're in Australia, but we won't see that bit, you know, so we can't.
They come to you here.
We do.
Yes. Oh, you do.
We're carrying it around in polythene bags at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Kit bag, one presume.
Do you get a weekly allowance?
Yes.
Of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well,
not telling. We don't spend hardly anything because, you know, what can you spend on in a room?
You just give it. Important part of your act. Have you got any feelings at all about being fashion leaders? Do you select your own clothes or does somebody guide you, Mr. Epstein, or somebody decide?
Oh, look at him. Joking.
Well, we pick our own.
Pick our own. Actually, he normally copies ours. All right, Brian.
Could I just put in a moment? Two more minutes for questions, please, before the break, before 10 minutes.
Hi, Derek.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Do you think it's the greatest force, television or radio, at the moment?
Greatest force?
The most powerful medium.
TV, I'd say.
TV or radio?
I suppose TV is.
I don't know, though. Radio, I think.
All depends which
country
you're
in. For us, I think radio is, because they play more records on radio than they do on TV, and people hear more about it.
TV seems the obvious one, but, you know, they're probably right about radio.
Through radio, didn't you? Really, in the beginning?
It was mainly in the beginning through touring, not radio.
You always get on.
You don't get on radio until you've gone round and done something. You know, they're not just going to put you on because you made a record. They play it once and that's it.
I think they're both, you know, very effective mediums. Media.
Correct.
Latin.
Bit of Latin here.
Any Australian girls?
Have we been out with any?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been out.
We're trying.
We're trying very hard. Anyone watching in?
Yeah.
Seven.
They usually find us. I can't.
That's a good one.
Do you like it?
Really? Enjoy that.
Would you like it for the next press
conference? Could you write it down, please?
Okay, good.
So I can remember.
Yeah. If you had been Beatles, do you think you would have stood out in the rain in Sydney if you were in another group?
No.
We probably wouldn't have been in Sydney. But
Would you have this attitude towards pop singing groups?
But we always used to ourselves, you know, the same attitude, exactly. I mean, I used to go to all the concerts and shout my head off, and I used to get, I used to get excited when I saw, you know, all the people I liked. It's, you know, this good feeling. I felt exactly the same as the people who come to our show, I think.
Did you sit out all night to see somebody arriving at midday next day?
I don't know, really.
Did you ever?
No. I paid 17 and 6 to see Bill Ailey, and I was only about 14. I only got a shilling a week. See? Enthusiasm. Even in the early days.
Have you finished paying it off yet?
Comedian.
Can leave the room.
How much time do you think you've got left as a top singer?
We haven't a clue. You know, if we knew, we'd take our bets on it.
No idea. George is
very cool. Well, he's asleep.
He's a quiet
one.
I think, you know, possibly we might break here for the press to go and have a soft drink, a cup of tea. And then
lovely
the lovely eyes you've got ringing.
Pink
pinch me.
Look at the lovely eyes. Style. And then the television people to set up as soon as possible within the tank. Thank you very much.
The telly's been on all the time.
Thank you,
Daddy.
Tell
you.
What about you?
Ask a question.
Are there all that many papers? There always seems to be a lot of people writing, and there's only two papers in each town, or one.
That's true.
There always seems to be about 800 people writing and 800 people taking photographs. You see one photograph and one. Oh, one paper? How many papers are there here?
Three.
Ah, but the weeklies.
Several weekly papers.
I forgot about them. I knew there was something else.
Who's that fella crawling up your knee?
Watch him. Watch him. Seen his type before.
Very menacing.
Yes. Dodgy.
What? What do you think of the Australian groups that are on the show with?
They're good.
They go overseas,
but they got tickets on the plane.
On the boat?
You missed that. You missed it. Is that it?
You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
John.
Yes? We're going for coffee.
The kettle.
We're going this way.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Alan Lappin from 3UZ. Bob's been touring with you all over the world. You must be sick of the sight of him now.
No, he's a good lad. We like Bob.
Go on, say you're sick of the sight of him.
Sick of the sight of him, but he's a good lad.
Well, all over the Western world, John, Beatle music is accepted and it's tremendous music. You make beautiful music together. There's one place you haven't been,
yes.
And that's the Soviet Union.
Yes, I know. They seem to think we're kind of capitalist trick or something. They keep writing about us. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. I don't think they can afford to buy records there anyway, can they?
John, this book of yours has developed into a bestseller. Have you any ideas about another book?
Well, you know, I'll just sort of carry on writing, and when I've got enough, it'll be another book. That was what happened before. Just so happened I had enough pages for a book.
Have you, any of you Beatles ever been in the army?
No, we
National service.
We don't like armies and things like that.
What do you think of this trend in England now with the mugs and rockers?
I think there's no harm in it, except for when they get out of hand, you know. But it's something to do.
Yes, it certainly is. They clash during the summer months in England, apparently, not in winter.
I think that there used to be those clashes anyway, only they didn't have separate dress on, you know. I'm sure these things are built up a lot bigger than they are.
Well, in Australia, we have rockers and surfies at the moment in Sydney. The surfies hang around the beaches and the rockers ride motorbikes.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty similar deal. Have you got a barber?
Not a personal one.
You'd have to get a trim every so often, would you, John?
Well, I need a trim at the moment, but I can't find anybody I trust.
George, England is dominated on radio by the BBC.
Yeah.
What original BBC disc jockey started playing your songs and records first?
I don't know. Originally, we were played on Radio Luxembourg, because that's the commercial station, and the record companies, you know, they pay for time, airtime on these shows, so they promote the records, so that's the show we were on first.
Have you anything to say about the pirate ships which you're operating off?
Well, it's great, yeah. It's about time, you know. In fact, it's about time we had commercial radio without having to get out of the five-mile limit. You know, we could do with a couple right in there in London.
And Radio Luxembourg was the first to do this. They did it many years ago,
yeah,
didn't
but
they?
They've still got to transmit from Luxembourg.
Which is a long way away, 300 miles.
Which makes the reception not as good as the BBC.
A character that's always fascinated me is the Screaming Lord Stutch.
Such.
Stutch, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a radio station of his own now on a pier.
Well, it's an old fortress that was it's owned by the Navy, and he took it over because there was nobody using it. And he started his radio Such, and as soon as he got it going, the Navy moved in saying, get off our property.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't used it for years, though.
Oh, well.
But I think they let him have it now.
Yes, he apparently is broadcasting there, and there are two pirate ships as well.
Yeah, but we've heard Such's radio stations only picked up by passing ships.
So our tour is going to be all too short for your fans here. And the next thing we'll see of the Beatles is the film.
The film, yes.
Now, tell us about the film. We haven't heard a great deal about it.
Well, you know, it's us sort of meant to be acting, which we can't, but they've got a good director, you know, so they sort of almost make you act, you know, they cut it so well,
You know, you do about an hour's rubbish and he takes a minute out of it and it looks as though you're doing quite well.
Now, is it an ad-lib film? Did you just go onto the set and carry on, or is there a storyline?
Some of it was ad-lib. You know, they definitely had a script. It was written by Alan Owen, who writes good TV scripts. Yeah. And, well, we changed a lot, but it was a bit of trouble for the established actors because we wouldn't give them the tagline, you know.
Well, Wilfred Bramble, of course, stepped on.
Yeah.
He was in the movie with you. Did he have any problems with you as a group carrying on like this?
Just the first, till we got to know him, you know, but he's one of those good people that can fit in anywhere, and he fits in good. Yeah. And he sort of got, you know, we found our level.
Had you a chance to get to know him or vice versa?
Oh, yes, we got to know him. Well, we were on it for about 8 weeks, you know, you do get, and he's in it throughout the film. And we got to know him well, you know, he's a laugh.
Now, in some of the press and television interviews you did yesterday, someone said to you, are you religious? I think it was you. I said no. Now, does this mean you don't believe in God or you don't believe in religion?
Well, you know, we settled for calling ourselves agnostics because we don't want to, you know. Yeah.
And another question you were popped yesterday was about sport. Now, Australia's a great sport-loving nation. I think a lot of people may have been a little bit upset by your answer that you didn't like sport.
Well, we can't be everything to everybody, you know, in all times or whatever they say. We're agnostic about sport, too.
What about when you were young, when you were kids in Liverpool? Did you pursue any sport then?
Oh, yes, when you're a kid. I mean, it's not some sort of a big... It's just something to do. And we used to play football, and I did when I was about... gave it up at 14, you know. That's when you discover the other things, isn't it?
Well, I was talking to Mimi on the plane coming over, and she said that when you were young, you were very serious. You did a lot of writing as an eight-year-old. And some of the stuff in your book, actually, she said you'd written when you were eight. Is this true?
Well, no, she got it wrong there, Mimi, didn't you, if you're watching? No, I was never serious. I was serious about writing, you know, although I laughed when I wrote it. But she means serious in as much as I said, keep it and stop throwing it away,
yes.
You know. But I was never serious.
Now, how did you meet up with the rest of the boys? You've known them all for quite a long time.
I met Paul when I was about 16, I think. I was playing with this group at a church agnostic church social. And he just came up, to watch. And he knew somebody that I knew, and they introduced us, and he knew the words to one of the songs that I didn't know. I said, do you want to join the group? And he did. And then George came about a year later, you know.
And when did you meet up with Ringo then?
Ringo, we met in Hamburg. He was playing with another group. And, you know, we thought we'd liked his style, but we'd only just got up the other drummer, so we couldn't do anything about it. But when we got the chance, we did.
Well, now the four of you are back together in Australia.
Mm.
Obviously, the reunion yesterday was a very happy one for all concerned.
Yes.
I think the three of you had missed him. This is the impression I've gotten all along, that there was something missing, or there seemed to be, and it was obviously Ringo.
Yeah, well, it's bound to be. We've been together now, you know, all right. And it is funny when one of you is missing, even though Jimmy did well, you know. Obviously, it's not the same as the four of you together.
No. The crowds gave Jimmy a wonderful reception in Adelaide.
They did, they were very good.
But then when I think it was Paul, or was it you, said that Ringo was coming, they went wild. And then they quietened down because they realised they wouldn't see him.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yes. Now, getting back to your book for a moment, you've been compared to many famous writers. How do you feel about this?
Well, it's flattering, you know. I haven't heard of half of them. I've heard of some of them, you know. But it's just good, you know. I don't mind who they compare it with.
And what gave you the idea to compile all the stuff you had and publish it?
Well, I'd got these odd bits, you know, sort of hanging around the house, and then we did these weeks in different seaside resorts in England, and we were stuck in the hotel like we are now. And so I just started doing more than I would normally, till it was piling up, you know. Then I started doing drawings to go with it, and then I sort of forgot about it. Then I met this American who was a writer, and I was talking to him, and he said, well, you know, let's have a look. And he showed it to a publisher, and they said, stick it together, and we got a book, and that was it.
And it's just been released in Australia.
Released is the right word.
It certainly has. Has your picture on the front, and I guess, do you think your fans will buy it because it's your book and understand it? Do you think there's much hope of expecting
this? Well, this was a sort of problem in England. The publisher thought the fans would buy it. I wasn't sure, you know. I just thought some of them would buy it, because some of, you know, they're not all stupid, you know, most of them are at school still. So at school your brain's more active normally than it is when you've got left school and gone to work and gone, you know, in the factory now, isn't it? So I thought it'd be a fifth form kind of thing, you know, but it...
And it has been well received in by the teenagers who've walked?
Yes, they understand. I get a lot of letters written in that sort of, you know, back to me in the same kind of language.
Well, critics have been saying it's sick.
Well, I mean, some of it is sick, you know.
It is,
so
yes,
what?
It
there's a lot of sickness about it, isn't there?
Happened in Australia.
Yes.
Does it upset you or the boys? Do you feel that you suffer because of this?
Oh, we don't suffer. We're bound to be a bit less healthy than people who breathe air. I mean, there's so many good things, you know, to make up for it. You know, who's moaning? Me.
Now, when this tour's over, then you'll have a bit of a chance to get out and get some air, as you say, with your family.
I'm not sure, you see, because it's when the tour finishes, we go back and do the premiere of the film. It's one of those periods that Brian says, I'm not quite sure what we've got. And it always sort of fills up gradually with TV and radio. So.
Now, you mentioned Brian. I was going to mention it. How did you get associated with Brian Epstein, and how much do you feel you owe him?
Well, we owe him 1 and 6, exactly. But we owe a lot of our success to him, you know, a great deal.
Yes.
Because I think we might have been able to make hit records, because we would have written the songs anyway. Mm. This one's run out. And but he controlled us, you see. Anybody that tried to manage us earlier on couldn't get through to us, you know. They'd last about a week, and we say, we're not having you.
So he's more or less gotten you and taken full control.
Yes, but he didn't take over, as some people do, right, as if he just sort of walked in and said, right, cut your hair like that, put this suit on, any of that. You know, we were already there. We just sort of, people sort of said we were dirty. Well, we weren't dirty. We were just in jeans because we couldn't afford anything else. You know?
A lot of people have said that Epstein has emerged as a genius of show business. Do you agree with this?
Well, I'm a bit odd, you know, I don't like using the word genius, but there's so many geniuses on LP covers and things like that, that I think he's done more than anybody expected him to do, which entitles people that don't know what's happening to call him a genius. He's very good. I wouldn't say he's a genius.
I want to ask you one direct personal question. Is he a friend?
Oh, definitely. You see, we can't get on with anybody for a long time unless they are a friend, because we're so closely knit.
Well, I've noticed this with the others in your entourage.
Mm.
How many of them are really very close to you?
Well, Neil, he's our personal road manager. Well, he was in from the start. He went to school with Paul and George. And the other fellow, Derek, we've known for about a year. But he's sort of one of those people that clicked as soon as you meet him, you know. So that, and Malcolm, we've known from
Malcolm,
the cabin. He used to, he's the, carries the guitars round, you know, and all that. Well, he used to work at the cabin, the big bouncy, throwing all the teddy boys out. And
well, John, I've said it 100 times already to you, but I hope you have happy memories of your Australian trip when you get home and can think about it.
Thank you, Malcolm.
We will do.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.